Jack, Paulina, and Captain Coco test out their diving gear. And then one by one, they stand up and fall backwards off the boat and into the warm, clear waters of the Caribbean. They swim down into the depths of the reef, constantly clearing their ears and face masks as they slowly descend.
It really is another world down here. Weird grasses waving around like snakes, rainbow-colored fish, and coral in such incredible shapes. It's just like flying over some strange alien planet.
Captain Coco gestures for them to follow as he swims deeper and deeper into the depths.
What's that? Is it a ship? It's sitting perfectly upright as though it's just settled peacefully to the bottom. Strange how well it's preserved. I can even read the name on the bow. The Jolly Jaguar. Could this be a sunken pirate ship? Where are they? Did they swim down inside? Through the hatch. It's a bit snug.
Jack squeezes through the hatch and descends down into the hold of the ship. It's empty, except for coils of rope heaped in a pile.
Odd the way these ropes are piled here, as if they're covering something.
He pushes aside the ropes. Underneath, he discovers a wooden barrel. Jack pushes on the barrel, but it doesn't budge.
It's full, but with what? There's something written on the side.
Jack rubs the slime and sediment from the barrel. And there, stenciled in large letters,
Viper Rum. Sounds lethal. I wonder if it's still got a kick to it. Or should I say a bite?
Jack swims back up through the hatch.
Where did they go? Bubbles coming out of what must be the captain's quarters.
Jack slowly swims above the deck, weaving in and out through tattered sails and tangled ropes that crisscross like green, mossy spider webs.
There's Paulina. What is she? Oh, my God. There's two skeletons in there. They're sitting across from each other. In between is a table. And on the table is a checkered board. It's a chessboard. And she's suspended above the board as though she's watching them play a game.
As Jack swims closer, he recognizes the pieces on the board are carved into the shape of pirates, buccaneers, with cutlasses battling each other.
She's reaching down, taking the hand of one of the skeletons. She's moving its hand across the board. She's squeezing his bony fingers around a piece, picking it up, and pushing aside another piece and setting it down. Did this wreck just shift? Now she's putting that bony hand back in his lap. She's just hovering there, above the board. Is she waiting for something? She's not waiting for the other skeleton to make a move, I hope. Paulina, we're running low on air. We have to leave. What? Yes, I see. One of the pieces has a peg leg. What? He's the captain. Yes, I know. I know they're pirates. What are you pointing at? Oh, that piece. What about it? You're pointing to me? It looks like me? Really? What are you trying to say?
I want you to make the next move. No. I won't leave until you make the next move. No, 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 not you. Him, the skeleton. Take his hand, hold his fingers around the piece, and make a move.
So, Mr. Bones, it's our move. My, what a nice, soft, mossy hand you have. Well, who shall we knock off? Their first mate? Why not? Up you go, Captain. Forward and... There. How's that? Did this wreck just shift again? Paulina. Paulina, Captain Coco's here. He says we're running low on air. Now let's go.